Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Veggie Doctor Radio, and this is episode number 104. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Yami. I'm a board-certified pediatrician, certified health and wellness coach, author, and speaker. I'm also a passionate promoter of the power of diet and lifestyle in preventing and reversing chronic disease and bringing joy and longevity into our lives. This podcast is focused on plant-based nutrition, habit formation, motivation, and mindset so that you can have the tools to live the best life possible. Are you ready to get started? Let's do this.
Broccoli. With them, and that's a very important thing. I tell them we don't make changes from one day to another, and you don't learn things from one day to another.
Welcome, welcome, veggie lovers! Happy Sunday and happy Father's Day to all of the veggie lover dads out there. So grateful to have you in our lives. We appreciate you, and I hope that you have a very pampered day. So today's episode is with Ariane Elizalde, who is a dietitian working in South Florida. And I think that you're going to love her story. You're going to love her personality and everything that she has to say. So I hope that you're comfy and ready to enjoy this episode. But before I tell you more about Miss Ariane, let me tell you a few little reminders. First of all, if you haven't already joined my newsletter, it's a great place to be the first to hear about new podcast episodes, new events, anything special and fun going on. And the way to join that is to text the word fiber, F-I-B-E-R, to 66866, or you can go to dryami.com/sign-up. Also remember that I do have a book, especially if you are new to my podcast. My book is called A Parent's Guide to Intuitive Eating, How to Raise Kids Who Love to Eat Healthy. So basically this book is not just about what we might feed our children, but how to feed our children in order to decrease stress and battles at the dinner table and all of the anxiety that comes with feeding our kids. Also, it's got a section that's pretty much a mini lifestyle medicine section for children. So I think it's a very comprehensive book, and it's like a handbook that you can have and refer to it through all of the stages of childhood, from pregnancy to teenagers. And even for moms that their kids are already out of their house, or aunts, uncles, and grandmas, it can be very helpful to how you feed children and how you feed yourself. So go ahead and pick that up. It's available in all major online booksellers, in paperback, in ebook, and in audiobook. And again, that's called A Parent's Guide to Intuitive Eating, How to Raise Kids Who Love to Eat Healthy. And I'd like to read a 5-star review from Amy Zutenhorst on Amazon. She titles it, "Great for Parents of All Ages." This book is essential for all parents of babies through young adults. The way I feed my toddler has already changed for the better after reading this book. I am also more mindful of my relationship with my health and food and how that affects my young son. Thank you, Dr. Yami, for writing such an impactful book. Thank you, Amy, for that warm review. I so appreciate you reading the book and for writing a review and that it's helped you. So I'm so grateful for that. Remember that the information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. So if you have concerns about you or your child's eating, nutrition, or growth, please contact a health professional. All right, let's talk about Ariane. Ariane Elizalde is a registered dietitian based in South Florida since 2014 with a Master of Science in Nutrition and Dietetics with a concentration in clinical nutrition from NYU and a BS in Nutrition Science from Universidad Iberoamericana in Mexico City. A certificate in weight management from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and a diploma in sports nutrition. She has also been a nutrition consultant for food companies and has spent over 13 years working in children's medical centers, such as Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, in the area of endocrinology and gastroenterology, and in the South Florida outpatient clinic with Nicholas Children's Hospital. Having witnessed firsthand the incredible benefits of adapting a plant-based lifestyle, her 20-plus years of private practice has recently evolved to include plant-based nutrition coaching to people seeking to transform their relationship with food and improve their overall well-being. Ariane's mission is to guide you so you can experience firsthand the joy of healthy eating. Now, Ariane works with people all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. She does virtual visits and she does virtual workshops, which we'll be talking about at the end of this interview. However, if you want to reach out to her, her email is arianeelizalde@hotmail.com. That's ARIANEELIZALDE. @hotmail.com. And you can find her on Instagram at arianee.rd. So it's ARIANEE.RD. All right. Let us proceed to this very fun interview. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day and a very plantastic Father's Day. Hello, Ariane. Thank you so much for joining me today on Veggie Doctor Radio.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the invitation. It's really an honor, and I am so happy to do this and to share this space with you. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, absolutely. We had a fun time on Instagram Live, and so now we're back for a little longer version. So let's start with your nutrition journey. What was that like?
Sure. So since I was little, I remember myself like growing fruits and vegetables and all that. I loved food, but mostly like the colorful food. And then afterwards, I decided to study nutrition because I wanted something that had to do with health. And at some point I was like, maybe I should be a doctor, but then I don't know, like it's a big decision. And I wanted to teach more than being there in a, you know, OR or something. So then that's when I thought, you know, nutrition has a lot of clinical stuff, a lot of health. And I loved the idea of studying that. I did my bachelor's on nutrition. And after I graduated there, I started working for food companies, which was a great experience because it taught me all the food chain, how everything works. And it was interesting. And for me, it was interesting to see how food companies think about nutrition. And my goal was to make all the communication, nutrition communication, all the newsletters that talked about nutrition. But the part that I loved about was a lot of teaching. I went to lots of, I had to give talks. It was part of the things as a dietitian working in a food company. That's what you do. I had to do a lot with food labels, which was another interesting thing to learn, and how to calculate them, where everything comes from. So it was a great experience, but I wanted to be more clinical at that point. So that's when I decided to study clinical nutrition, a master's in clinical nutrition. I'm from Mexico, so I did all my enrollment and everything I wanted to be abroad. So I studied in NYU. I got accepted, and it was a great experience and a new adventure at the beginning. Getting from your town city that you are all the time with your family and going to New York, a big city, it was a big, big cultural shock for me. And but it was also amazing. It opened my horizons a lot. And I had to, you know, get adjusted to new things. And studying there was great because when I was in New York, I got to be rotating. When you do your internship as a dietitian, you rotate. You have an internship. So again, I got to be in different settings. In the community nutrition part, I got to be in the dentist clinic also as a dietitian teaching. I was hospital, general hospital, pediatric hospital. And so you rotate there, and that gave me more of an idea of what I wanted to do when I graduated from my master's degree. And I decided I wanted to be in pediatrics. So then we moved to Texas, to Dallas, and I started working there in Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, which was another great experience. I was first in the endocrine clinic. And again, that's a lot of teaching families about diabetes, obesity, food allergies I had there. Not so much as when I moved to the GI clinic. And in the GI clinic, that's where I feel like that's a more most intense nutrition I felt, because I had to do a lot of PPN, parenteral nutrition, enteral nutrition, and then lots of food allergies. And then while I was there, we started to come up with a group that was a multidisciplinary group where we had a speech therapist, occupational therapist, feeding therapist, dietitian, and the GI doctor. So it was another great experience to help families with their kids in helping them start to eat, all those little babies that had so much trouble eating with lots of growing problems and, like I said, food allergies. So that was a great experience, and I loved it, and I would keep doing that. The thing is that we had to move to Florida. And so I wanted to continue doing pediatrics. So I was able to start working at Miami Children's Hospital. Now it's called Nicholas Children's Hospital. And I was in the outpatient clinic. And when I was in the outpatient clinic, I really had to work more with families. You know, it was not so, well, in the others too. But what I mean is I was talking to the whole family. It was like we all had to make these changes. When I was in the GI clinic, it was more like you have to give them the formula like this at these hours, but I didn't have to teach the parents their habits. It was more towards the kids. But in the outpatient clinic, I started to notice I was just talking to the moms mostly. And I loved it because then I saw all the fears that they have, all the things that they go through in trying to help their kids have better eating habits and better habits, you know, all in all. So then that's when everything clicked. And I said, you know what? I think I would love to just teach adults again, go back to adults, which I always did on the side. Like if I was in the food company in the afternoons, I will work with adults, like one-on-one counseling. But when this happened recently, which was like 2 years ago, I decided I wanted to be on my own, and I wanted to teach families, or at least moms, because sometimes the dad is working and the kids don't want to listen to what I wanted to tell them. So that's when I decided, you know what, I like the talking to moms, to women, to the ones that are in charge of buying the food, preparing the food, being in charge of what the family is eating. And I think if they know, then they can build better habits in their families. But when they don't know, it's very hard. So after that, and I think we'll talk more about that, but how I have been trying to help families is to help them start to incorporate new things to their diets, because I see that they're very limited, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of ideas of what is wrong, what I should be eating, what not. And so I'd like to open their horizon and start to, you know, make them try new things, go to new places. And it's been very, a lot of fun, because also I get to do, you know, my teach them in my own way with what I believe. And I am loving it. It keeps me very updated. I have to be updating myself, and it's a very challenging job too, because you're on your own and you have to be all the time pushing yourself to do more for people. But I love to be on their service and do it, like I said, on my own way and how I feel like families will benefit from me. Because when you're in the hospital, then you have certain hours and you have to do some paperwork that has to be, you know, it's more structured, which helped me a lot, because now I have the basis. But it's great now that I can do it with my own touch or uniqueness, or I don't know how to say it.
Wow. What an amazing journey. You've definitely encountered all different kinds of facets of nutrition work. I think it's super interesting that you worked for food companies in the beginning. Was that eye-opening at all? Like, I know that we kind of see food companies like very black or white, you know, like, oh my gosh, these evil food companies, like they're just out to kill the world. So what is your perspective? Do you have any thoughts on food companies and what they do for people and how they run as a business? Like, what's their angle really?
Right. Oh, I love that question, because I had the same like kind of, oh no, I'm going to be promoting something that maybe has a little bit more sugar or something. But it's like you said, it's not all black or white. And food companies, for me, was a great school, because you just not see nutrition. There you have to do with people from marketing. You have to see people from sales. You have to also listen to who are, you know, the research and development, how they are working on making these formulas. So foods they are always trying to make the food be the best quality and the best they can offer. So for me, working in that team opened my eyes a lot. That was something that I was not trained in school. They never, you know, I never had to do a lot with marketing or sales. And that was another great thing I was able to learn. On the other hand, the companies, at least the ones I had worked for, they had this part of social responsibility, where they really wanted to get to teach people in some of the like we had some workshops where I had to go and cook with people and teach them what are the benefits of certain foods. I remember I had another one with moms, new moms, that they wanted to know what to feed their kids and able to go. And I think the food companies have the resources to make possible for a dietitian to be in those places, where now that I'm on my own, I have to do it either for free or just, you know, or not do it, because I don't have the time and I cannot be in every place. So for me, another great experience was to work with chefs, because they had to, all the recipes that they had to develop, we had to do them together. And the writing part, making articles for magazines or for newsletters or for newspapers, was another thing that I never learned in school. When I was in the food company, I learned that. So for me, it was a great school, another perspective. And then the other great part is that you, as a dietitian, you have a say there, and you can say, you know what, this product will not be a great choice. Why don't you think of adding more fiber, or why don't you lower the sodium? Like, you can, you have there another possibility. So, I love the experience of working for food companies, but more the clinical part.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to ask you, because I wanted to get a little insight, because I think it is helpful for us to see the reality inside businesses, because we do tend to polarize and just say, like, everybody that works at Lay's must be evil and they would just want to kill people of heart disease. And it's just not true. Like you're saying, that there's real humans working inside these businesses, and they are trying to make the product the best they can, because it does make money. But then there's people in there that are trying to do the best they can on the part of humans. So I think whenever we start seeing it that way, we can start working together to meet both goals, right? We can help companies make money, but we can also help create products that might be more health promoting, convenient, you know, and can meet some of those gaps that we have in our lives. So thank you just for letting me indulge in that for a second. But I want to go back to what you said about working with moms, because that is something that I believe too. One of the things that I wrote in my book is how parents and moms, they're the gatekeepers of the nutrition of the household. Especially a lot of women are the ones that do the grocery shopping and the menu planning and the cooking. There's definitely dads that contribute, so dads, don't feel left out. But I know we women do a lot of it, just because that's naturally how it works in our society. So in order to improve the health of the family, we really have to be educating the moms, which is what you're doing. So tell me a little bit about that, and give me your perspective about working now in South Florida, because I imagine that you do work with a lot of Latina mothers there. So what are some of the unique obstacles that some of these families may face in their health and their nutrition?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, that's a great question. And yes, I work with most of my patients are Latinos. And it's interesting, because when people come here to the US, they have their own type of diet that they do. But they see it very interesting to start also getting or adapting to the diet of the US, the staple diet. So then they have their own, their own habits or their own traditions, but then they start eating the American traditional foods. However, when they get here and I see that, they get very overwhelmed, because there's so many options, so much. The food is more available. Processed foods are kind of cheaper than in their country. So then it's like, wow, I want to try all of these. And they go crazy. And then obviously it's processed foods are very easy for the kids to just put everything on their lunchbox and go to school. So they see it as a very, they like it at the beginning. However, which is most of my patients, the kids start to hurt, you know, because they start to have problems with their weight sometimes, or sometimes with their blood sugar. They start to be, insulin resistant, and or they have maybe some food allergies too that I have seen. So I feel like they're in a very hard place, because they want to provide their families with the best, of course. However, they have all these options and they're very overwhelmed with the information. I remember a mom saying, "What? You're telling me that it's not a good choice to give my kids I think it was Special K bars, cereal bars." And I said, like, I don't like to say a food is good or bad, but I just was trying to show her how sometimes you hear on TV or something that these are the amazing bars that you can do this and that. And people really believe in that. And that's the part that we have to be there as dietitians or health specialists to be guiding people and telling them, you know, not everything you hear, it's like that. So we have to start reading our food labels. So with a lot of respect, because I hear them, and I was a Latino that came here to the US, and for me it was very interesting to see all the choices that were here that I didn't have back in Mexico. So I understand them, but I like to kind of like translate all the information they hear and make it more so it works to their own. And they also, I like to tell them, your traditions, you need to keep them, because some of them are great. Some of the foods that you're eating are very, very healthy, and don't feel ashamed, because some of them are even ashamed of keeping their traditions. And what if they invite me to a party and I bring some weird thing that people don't like? Feel proud of that, because those foods tend to be more like using the more natural ingredients. So it's been very interesting. And that was actually one of my first, my target population, the people that I wanted to talk to all of those that come to this country. They're kind of lost on what is healthy, what's a better choice, what should I do, should I believe in these, or even the information about diets and your body and has to be like this and this exercise extreme. And so I like to, you know, kind of give them a break and help them, guide them by taking their hand and helping them, because it's really overwhelming for them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It just, there's so much to talk about there, but it makes me think of, have you been to Las Vegas before?
Yeah.
Okay. It makes me think of what that must feel like, because I grew up both in Panama and the United States. So I feel like I can immerse in both cultures and feel fine. But I can imagine if I would have only been in Panama growing up in the little tiny town, Macaracas, where my family is from, coming to the US, it would have felt like going to Las Vegas for the first time. There's like shiny objects and all this stuff and everything. It looks amazing. And that's the power of marketing too, right? Because what you're saying is moms are seeing, especially if they're not used to it, come to this country and see this amazing, fabulous, shiny marketing of like Special K bars with all the vitamins your kids need. If you want smart, happy kids, you got to give them Special K bars. So then you might be saying, well, maybe not. And so then this mom's like, but wait a second, you know? So that marketing can be very confusing, especially because whole foods, simple foods have no marketing at all. There's no marketing for like, eat apples or like, go have your broccoli. It's the best, you know, like there's no commercials for that, you know? So it's like, we're struggling with that, all this bright, shiny fun. It's good for you. Must be better, you know, because it's telling our brain, well, that must be better for us. That's what we should get. So I can just see how that can happen when you first come. And also that feeling of, well, what I eat might be strange to other people, or that FOMO feeling like, well, you know, I could have beans and rice, but man, that stuff that you're having, that looks really good, you know?
Exactly. So
there's a lot definitely to uncover there. So what do you think is like one of the first steps that you take? So a family comes and mom's overwhelmed with all of this newness and all these products. What's the first step that you usually take when they're feeling overwhelmed like that?
And you know, on top of that, they have, when they come to me, they're already having an issue with their kids. They're already having, like I said, or issues with their blood sugar, or the pediatrician had told them they had need to lose weight urgently. So they're already really very also defensive. They're not sometimes in the best place, because when they tell you that you're not doing something right with your kids, you feel a little, you know, like they're being aggressive to you. So I have to always tell them, you're doing great. You know, first of all, you're doing great. We just have to, first of all, I need to learn a lot about what are your your traditions. What do you like to do? What are your habits and your family? How does your family work? And once I get to know a little bit more about them, about their health issues, their history in the family, everything, then I teach them that we need to work in different parts, because nutrition is not the only thing that has to do with health. So I really tell them we need to work a little bit on exercise. We need to work on you, you know, calming down, on you learning about nutrition. I need you to get a little bit more involved as a mom. So I let them read some books or watch maybe a documentary here and there. And then I really like to hear what do the kids like. And from there, I start to show them, and I love to teach this method of the stop sign, or the, you know, the stop sign, how is it called? Yeah. So they know
the traffic light, the red and yellow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that they can learn that they can eat, or they can provide to their families different foods, but we want to do more of the green part, green foods. And then in their diets, I know there will be some yellow and some red. There will be. So, however, we want to limit these red ones, or we want to, you know, just substitute the reds for some other foods that are even tastier and that bring them more nutrition value. And that's a method I like to do with the kids. Same thing, I put there the plate, my plate also. I teach the kids. When the kids are present, then the plate. And I tell them, let's come up together with your own list of the foods that you are going to eat more of, that we know they're in the green area. And how can we start, you know, getting the red ones, maybe substituting them for other choices that are healthier. And it depends on the age of the kid and all that. But that's how I like to approach it, using my plate when they're kids and these other one. And then I like to follow up with them. And that's a very important thing I tell them. We don't make changes from one day to another, and you don't learn things from one day to another. So I like to be coaching you, like taking you by the hand. So more or less, it depends again in the age and how they're, but maybe every 3 weeks we see each other, or every 2 weeks often, until you have mastered some of these habits. And sometimes it's I talk a lot about drinks, because that's a big, big one, that moms wanna give their kids something to drink, so they give them a lot of juices, sodas, and Capri Sun, well, this one, or chocolate milk, or things like that. So that's the one thing I start to work on early in my coaching, my nutrition intervention. And then I encourage them to give me some feedback. I need to learn. So I tell them, keep a food log of what you are eating and what has been hard and what has been really difficult. Because sometimes people think of going to the dietitian, it's like going to a restriction, you know, they're going to restrict me. I'm going to have to, let's eat like crazy the night before we see the dietitian. But I tell them, what I want to teach you is something for your life, like a different lifestyle. So I work a lot on that. And I know it's hard for some people to understand that part, because they want quick results.
Yeah.
And because they have the pressure, like I said, because the pediatrician is on top of the moms telling them, I need this kid to lose weight, or the opposite. Sometimes it's the failure to thrive. Oh my God. The moms really get very, very nervous that their kids are not gaining weight and all that. So they're giving them whatever the kids want. And instead of building good, healthy eating habits, which is more important in the long run than gaining a few pounds. So that's another shocking part for some pediatricians and for some moms, because they're like, what? you're not wanting me to stuff my kid with all this food. And I'm like, no, I just want you to start to choose the best things that your children can have. It's the best fuel for them to grow and develop.
I know you're busy. So am I. But do you have 2 minutes? If you have just 2 minutes, you have enough time to eat healthy, nutritious meals. The solution to your overscheduled life is Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. These meals are chef-crafted, fresh, and never frozen, and they are delivered straight to your doorstep. They offer a weekly menu of 35 options, including vegan and veggie meals. They also have 60 add-ons each week, including breakfast, snacks, and beverages like smoothies and juices. The fresh juice shots are so good. This week, I got to try the peanut Buddha bowl that had sweet potatoes, broccoli, quinoa, veggies, and a yummy peanut sauce, and the tangy citrus tofu bowl that included cauliflower rice, sweet potato, tofu, edamame, chickpeas, and a tangy citrus sauce. They were super yummy. My husband and my son loved them too. The meals feature premium ingredients, and because they are fully prepared and ready to heat, it eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. It's an amazing option for those seasons in life that are particularly time constrained. You can also pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. In April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long and will use Earth Month Eats badges on their lowest carbon footprint meals. Are you ready to try Factor? Head to factormeals.com/DrYami50. That's DrYami50 and use code DrYami50. That's DrYami50 and get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code DrYami50 at factormeals.com/DrYami50. That's DrYami50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. Choose from 80 plus flavor packed options and take back time in your kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Green Chef will deliver everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, some produce which is pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are really simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. We've really enjoyed using Green Chef, trying out all the delicious recipes, as well as saving time. It takes a lot of the work out of planning meals and gathering the proper ingredients so that you can just cook and enjoy your meal. It's a great option for busy families that want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. And I know a lot of us worry about waste, and we do everything we can to reduce waste. So this may be one of your hesitations when subscribing to this type of service. Well, Green Chef also cares about the planet. April is Earth Month, and sustainability is a core to the Green Chef brand. Green Chef offsets 100% of delivery emissions and 100% of plastic in each box. Green Chef also partners with Plastic Bank to collect ocean-bound plastic pound for pound for every box they deliver. If you're frustrated by lack of time to eat healthy and you are ready to try Green Chef and see how easily you can integrate it into your healthy lifestyle, go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50, that's IAmHuman50, and use code IAmHuman50, IAmHuman50, to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. So go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50 and use code IAmHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company, and they now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily NutriGreens.
Myself and my staff here at Nourish Wellness all tried the Daily NutriGreens and we loved it. The Daily NutriGreens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic and all you have to do is mix it with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or your baked goods. The Daily NutriGreens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. And another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! When I tried the apple banana Daily NutriGreens, I was surprised by the pleasant and mild flavor. It was easy to prepare and drink and didn't leave any aftertaste. And I felt great afterwards. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink. Integrate it into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or access to fresh green veggies. If you're interested in trying Equilibria's Daily NutriGreens, head to myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's Daily NutriGreens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, DRYAMI, at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
So it's a lot of talking and educating and encouraging them, but in a positive way. I try to tell them, have fun while you do this. Go to new restaurants, pick new fruits, look at, cook with your children. That's very important. Let them get the dirty, but just try, you know, try to do things differently, but at the same time, have fun. Don't see it as oh, now I have to do all these, what a tragedy or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, there's so much to discuss with families. And I love how you talk to moms about the importance of role modeling, you know, because when we want to make changes for our family, it's best if we also learn to make those changes ourselves because our kids do what we do. And I think that's really important for moms and for parents to understand that we are the best role models for our children.
And that's why, sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's why I wanted to teach the moms. Like that's when I decided that was my target population.
Yeah. About the traffic light. So just to explain a little bit more. So basically what you do is you label foods based upon their health benefits. Green means go, yellow means slow down, red means whoa. Basically, those are the foods that vary every once in a while foods. Do you feel that children respond to that well? And what ages do you think that kind of approach is good for?
Like you're saying, and I told you, it depends on their age, but more or less kids from maybe like 7 to 10 years old, 11 maybe, but they don't see it very like cool at 11. They're like, no, because and for the youngest ones, it's better just to show them. I play with them or I show them, oh, look, the apple, it's your friend. It gives you all these vitamins and minerals. And kind of they understand. And I tell them, you wanna have energy to run and to jump and to do all these fun things. So that's why we want to choose more from here. And I teach them the plate more with those little ones. And with the other ones, and this is what I wanted to tell you. It has helped me here at home with my kids because they are obviously they are tired of me talking about nutrition. So I try not to overwhelm them, but I tell them, let's see what are your favorite foods that you don't want to stop eating. So let's put them in a, like kind of category, and then we're going to try to. From the green part, what else can we choose? And every week I tell them, let's try something new from this group. And they like it because I'm not like the evil. Like it's mm-hmm. how it is. There are foods that have more nutritional value than others, but that doesn't mean they're good or bad or the mean or the Because what I want, that's the other important thing. I want people to heal their relationship with food. Because otherwise, when you forbid something, then that's exactly what they want. They're going to be craving, especially a kid. Exactly. And I have had a lot of kids that it's very sad, but they eat in their closets or underneath their bed. And then the mom finds all these wrapping paper and all of that. So for me, it's very important that they have a good relationship with food and that they know that it's okay to sometimes have a chocolate bar or something. But also, I want to teach them that that's not the only thing that it's out there to enjoy the sweetness of something. And that's another thing. I forgot to tell you, I give the moms a lot of recipes. I give them a lot and I teach them how to do them. I've done some workshops and I think that opens their eyes too, because sometimes they think, oh, this is so hard. Like, how am I going to change my diet or my family's diet? But when they see that the food that I'm teaching them to eat, it tastes delicious. Plus it's easy to prepare. Then they kind of motivate themselves or they start to be more proactive in that.
Little by little, they can start trying those new things. And it's just like you said, probably a lot of moms come in with a lot of fear. They're afraid to change things. They don't know where to start. They don't know if it's going to work or if it's going to be really time consuming or not taste good, or the kids are going to look at it and everybody's going to pout and cry. You know, it's hard for moms. But I really love how you de-emphasize the size of the child, because I think that that's so important too. Like you said, moms come in very anxious, whether they were told their child is too big or too small. It produces so much anxiety. And when we focus on the size of the child, we actually lose the point. Like we're not even seeing the purpose of the whole thing, which is to improve our habits and behaviors. You know, so the size of the child is just one thing. And sometimes it's not even that important. It's more of how can we improve what foods we're putting into our bodies and our other habits, the exercise, the sleep, the stress management, all of these lifestyle things that contribute to having more well-being and health in our lives. So I'm so glad that you do that. And I'm so glad that you also teach the families not to just look at foods as good or bad, but a spectrum. It's a spectrum. And we can enjoy foods from all of these different parts of the spectrum. But whenever we focus on one side of the spectrum, we're going to get more benefits overall. So I think you're doing great work. But you know, I want to know how having kids yourself has changed your perspective. How old are your kids? And have you changed how you practice at all since you've become a mom?
Yes, sure. So I have a 12-year-old going on 13, Isabel. And then a boy, Rodrigo, he's 10 years old. And it's been, you know how I feel it when I had my children, like you have been studying for a test. And when they were born, that was the real thing. That's when I had to put into practice all of what I had learned. And it's been more challenging than in the books, than how it says in the books. Because of course, these little ones come with their own personality, their own likes, their own things, their own ideas too. So it's been very hard. And the other thing, and I bet you felt it, and a lot of moms felt that, I had never felt the until I had my kids that how do I say it? Like that sense of providing food, especially like when my baby started to cry and I was like, oh, it's time to breastfeed, and I started to get really anxious, and I tell my husband, I still sometimes feel that way, like the food is not ready and I don't have it ready, and it's kind of I guess it's an instinct, that's the mom instinct, that you want to provide the best and you want to have it available there. Mm-hmm. So that change, it was more like something I didn't know I had until I had my kids. And then the other part was, as I had my kids, my health, because I was so busy on them, started to not be great. I started to have bad cholesterol. My cholesterol started to increase. I started to have nodules here and there that they had to, I had to get surgeries. And then every time I went to the doctor, I felt like it was another bad news and bad news, bad news. So I'm like, I don't want this to continue. And my, also I started to, which, I mean, it's part of this, but I started to gain weight fast, very fast. And my, everything was changing. My health was not good. My energy levels were not good. And I was not in a good mood even. So at some point I was like, I don't want this for my family. I don't want to be that person. I want to be someone that has the opposite, more energy, cheerful, being a good example. So that's where all of the things that I have learned in the books, I started to put into practice, because sometimes it's easier to preach and not to put it into practice. But when my health was being, and I you know, it was so bad that even I was into a very bad depression, or, you know, suffering from depression, anxiety, and very overwhelmed, that I had to even take pills, which is fine if you have to take them, but it was, I feel like I wasn't myself, and it was a very rough, you know, it's one of those stages in life that teach you so much, that you thought you were never going to go through that, you were not going to be in the hospital all the time, you didn't think that that was your journey, but it happened, and I learned a lot, and what I learned is that I had to put things in my house and in myself more into practice. And that's where I started to, first of all, be very patient with me. And then I started to turn my diet into more of a plant-based diet. And I started to also change foods that I, a lot of the processed foods that I had them all the time in my house, I started to substitute them for better choices. I started to get my books out again and read again. And so then I started to update myself and go into more conferences. And I was saying my, sometimes we as dietitians, and I don't know, like I said, in other fields, if that happens, but we are very, however they teach us, that's what we do. We are, I don't like to generalize, but we're kind of like, it's funny because we kind of, sometimes we even dress the same. We have the same style, dietitians. We can identify us. It's funny because one day I had to interview a dietitian and I told my boss, who is she from all these people? And she said, she had the dietitian look. And I'm like, oh, is that her? Yeah. Okay. It's funny.
I love it.
We're very by the book. We're good girls. I don't know how to say it, but at the same time, that makes us, that limits us, because we don't update ourselves. We don't want to hear the other people's opinion. We want to be how our book said it. So that's when also everything clicked. And I said, you know what? I think it's time for me to make some adjustments, to make some updates. And like I said, I went back to studying and went back to listening to other perspectives. And in my house, I started to make changes that sometimes were hurtful, because my kids, oh, they love chocolate milk, but then I said, this is not helping their development and they're drinking a lot, so let's just try to substitute these. And little by little, we win them from several things that they used to love. And for me, it was amazing, because I started to feel back my energy, back my levels of all of the things that were out of limits and all that. I started to run and I felt great about doing exercise. So little by little, also all the medications I had to take for my anxiety, I was able to wean off from them. So it was an amazing and a little hurtful journey that it's important. And I like to tell people this part, because it didn't happen from one day to another. A lot of things had to click in my mind. And some of them, like I said, hurt it, because it was, I don't know, like my food that I used to eat so freely, I was able to, you know, I had to tell myself, you know, there's occasions to eat this, and maybe, or why don't we embark this other journey of trying new things, going to cooking classes. That's another thing I did. And it's like I said, it was a process, and I like that fact because that helped me grow and learn that we as humans, we go through that. And when I did that, I understood even better my patients. I was more empathic because whenever they tell me this is so hard, I agree. It is hard. It is not an easy job or an easy thing to do. So when I lived it myself and I was in pain and I was sick, and I was able to now recover by doing changes that also were very hard, then I can tell them, you know, at the end, you will see the light in the tunnel. Mm-hmm. But it takes time, effort, and just the willingness to do it. But not even motivation. It's just that do it. And then while you are doing it, you will find motivation because you will feel great. You will feel the difference. And then you will, in the journey, you will learn so many things that you will want to continue learning. And it will be so interesting. And for you as a person, you grow a lot internally too. Mm-hmm. And you, all your ideas that you had, all those ideas that you have to say bye to them, that hurts, but it's also, that makes you grow. So I try to be very empathic. And now that comes natural because now I understand what they're going through.
Yeah. Wow. That is such a beautiful story. That's an amazing story. And I agree. That's the word that came to my mind was empathy because I've had similar things in my life. And I can identify with you that feeling of like almost shame that you have that, oh my gosh, I'm a doctor or I'm a dietitian. And I'm having to worry about my health and all of this, and I should know better, and why can't I do better? But like you said, you went through the pain, you went through the struggle, but through that, you learned so many skills that helps you with your families today, helps you teach them and motivate them and inspire them that, yeah, even when it's hard, you can do it. And ultimately, you end up feeling better in the end. So, even though it was painful, I'm glad that you were able to go through it and learn from it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. So I want to know, what do you wish more people knew?
In regards to, you feel like
anything.
Anything.
To anything. Yeah. What do you wish more people knew?
That once you have a goal that you want to accomplish, you are able to do it if you know, maybe if you have clear where you want to go, then the path, you will build that path, and the path will not be easy, but it's worth. So it's important for you to build little steps at the time, to take little steps at the little by little, so that will make you get to that goal. But you have to have that goal really clear of where you want to be, and hopefully it's something that is regarding your health, that you want to accomplish a better lifestyle that will give you quality of life and will make you feel great. So what I would like for people to know, that the journey, it's a journey, and it's not easy all the time, but it's possible.
I love that. That is so motivating. And it's so realistic because that applies to so many different phases of our life. Just like you were saying about how parenthood is the best teacher. And I agree. I've done all kinds of different programs of study. I have like so many different degrees. But I think that being a mom is the ultimate, like the hardest one. And so I don't know if there's like a graduation date for moms. I guess there's not. You just like keep going. It's like a permanent school, but it's the best school. And it's one of those things that you get better at, but you have to want to, and you have to be willing to take little steps. But also I think you have to be willing to sometimes make mistakes and get it wrong. Because if you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to push yourself to try new things. You know, you're not going to be open about it. You're going to be closed. So it's important to be willing to mess up sometimes and do it wrong and learn from that.
You know, one of the, now that you said, one of the examples that it's hard when your kid doesn't want to eat, and then they tell you, don't feed him, don't feed them, let them not eat. And you're like, what? Like, that's a very, that's something so crazy. No, how are you telling me that? And like you said, maybe it's wrong to do that too, or maybe it's right, who knows? But if you don't try, how can you know? And for one day or for one meal or whatever, maybe you learn a lot and the kid learns, who knows? It's not everything is for everyone also.
Yes, definitely. There's, and I tell my families that all the time, that, you know, there's things that work for the majority of people and we can try it, but everybody has to personalize their approach and feel and find the right fit for their family. And it's great because you can help families do that. I can help families do that. We can hold their hand and we can accompany them on their journey, but they do have to be willing to try. They have to be willing to try different things. That leads me to one of my favorite questions, and it's about you. So what personal habit are you most proud of? How did you develop it and how do you maintain it?
Well, I think the one that was the most challenging was to start trying new foods and new preparations, because I don't come from a family of, my mom didn't like to be in the kitchen. So we ate very plain, very monotonous, like every day the same almost. So it was something that I had to learn. And like I said, maybe I learned it a little older. I wish I had learned it earlier. But trying new things, which I have been doing, and I do it every week. I bring something new from the grocery store, and or if it's the same thing, at least I try to prepare it differently. Mm-hmm. And that's a habit that I have developed and that has given me a lot of, I'm proud of that, because I don't come from, there's people that come from families that they're cooks and they are very creative and in the kitchen. I didn't come from that family. So for me, it has been interesting to experiment on myself and see, and also I if something didn't taste good, then I try to make it again, try again different things until I love it. And that's one of the things I tell people. I want you to enjoy the like feel the joy of healthy eating, because mm-hmm. you can eat healthy and enjoy it and have fun eating like that. So for me, trying new things and making them part of my diet or my repertoire of food that I didn't have.
That's great, because one of the things I talk to my patients about, my little ones, not the moms, but it looks like the moms too sometimes need to do this, is a lot of kids, they'll declare, especially when they're in early school age, late preschool age, that they don't like something. Like, I just don't like that. So I have to explain to them that we like what we're exposed to and we like what we learn to like, that every food that we like, it's because we've learned to like it. So yeah, there's going to be some foods maybe like for your whole life you'll never like, but a lot of things we just have to expose ourselves to them. So you found this as an adult, that you have to try new things. You have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. And the more you explore those foods, the more likely that you are going to start to prefer them. So this is important. And I've heard other adults say this, you know, adults that were like, quote, picky eaters, that as adult, they're finally like, all right, this is limiting me socially. I don't want to be like this anymore. Okay, I'm going to do it. And then they taught themselves how to like a bigger range of foods. So it's possible for all humans. Moms, it's possible for you, but it's very possible for your kids. So in order for them to have more foods in their diet that they like, you have to continue to expose them to it, not force them. That's different. Oh. And I have a whole, you know, more other podcasts that talk about that, but expose them to it. So cook it, bring it into the house, prepare it with them, talk about it, have it there, because that's the only way to increase the preference for those foods.
Correct. And I teach them that. That's another thing I tell them. In your tongue, you have these taste buds that they can be changing. Every 90 days, I read, they change. So you can train them to start liking new flavors, new textures, all of that. So it's important, like you said, to be exposed to all these mm-hmm. different things. And so, yeah, I wish, and my wish is I continue doing this.
I love it. Well, Arianna, this has been great. So I would love for you to tell us how listeners can connect with you and what services do you offer? How do you work with clients and how can they find you?
Okay. So I have my email that I don't know if we can write it somewhere that they can email me, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I have where I use or where I am more active, it's in Instagram. And my my username is Arianne E. Like my last name, Arianne, and then an E, dot RD, that registered dietitian. That's what it means. Also, I do right now, well, I've always done online consults. Now I'm doing them. That's all I'm doing online. At some point, I will go back and do them in person. I'm here in South Florida, but I still can help people in California or anywhere. And I am doing, for example, right now, this workshop with moms again, and it's about how to make your immune system stronger and keep it strong. And the format has been very, very much fun because I give them the, like a kit where they have the information about their habits I want to, you know, boost or how to help them strengthen or master those habits. Then mix and match menus, and then recipes to make those menus. But on top of that, we have classes every week. And in those classes, we go over different things about nutrition, about habits and all that. And then we have a close group in WhatsApp where it's been great because I give them little, how do you say it, like things to do for this week. Not homeworks, but like a challenge of this week, for example. Mm-hmm. So that they get motivated. And I think it's been very helpful because each of them help the others get motivated. When someone sees that the other one is cooking something different or that the other one has been exercising regularly, then they're like, I didn't feel like exercising, but when I saw you, then I wanted to exercise. And I tell them, this is for the whole family. I mean, I want your kids to be involved in these, and I want you to try these recipes and cook them with them. So my idea is to continue with these workshops every so often with different topics. I've done about hormonal health, about kids' health, about this of immune system. Another one was about the... Well, they're just healthy habits, how to build healthy habits, how to become plant-based, whoever is interested in making your diet more plant-based. And my how I learned about you was because I am very interested also in intuitive eating. And that's another important thing I want to start sharing more to my people. I wish we could do with you a Spanish-speaking version of your book or something.
Hopefully someday. But yeah, I'm more than happy to be a guest lecturer at one of your workshops sometime. That would be great. Do you offer a lot? Can you give us real quick what your email address is?
Yes. So it's Arianne, like you, A-R-I-A-N-E. And then my last name, E-L-I-Z-A. ld@hotmail.com.
Okay, great. And I'll also put it in the show notes, but sometimes people, when they listen to it, they can write it down and that way they can get it. Okay, great. So you work with people all over the country, virtual visits, and these workshops, these that you do are also virtual too, right?
I have people from Mexico, from Ecuador. I had another one from and all of like New York, San Diego, Miami, and Texas.
So awesome! That's great.
They can come and it's. I think the part of the accountability helps a lot in these groups. So I'm loving working with groups too.
Yeah, it's really fun. Okay, so. leave us with a call to action for the week. What is one thing that we can do this week to improve our lives?
I think the first one is not to think a lot about things. Just do it like Nike. Do it. And in the way.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. On the way, you will find motivation. I promise you. That's better than waiting, sitting down for motivation. That won't come. Mm-hmm. You have to just do it. Start. Whatever you want, what is your goal for? But in the sense of nutrition, for example, if getting hydrated, then get your water bottle ready. Get have maybe an app that is reminding you to drink water throughout the day. What else? Make your water fun. Put some lime or something. But if it's being hydrated the whole day, then make it easy for you to accomplish that goal. And once you master this one, go to the next one. But don't wait to do it perfectly either. Just do it. That's what I want people to do. Or if you want to become more plant-based, just start eating. Start incorporating more vegetables and fruits to your diet. And later on, maybe you can start to wean off the other stuff. But do it. Try it. Try it. And you will, once you start in that or getting to that train, you continue. It's easier that way.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That is fabulous. I also talked about that recently is don't overthink it. Just take action. One step. It doesn't have to be a big step. Just like you're saying, it could be a tiny step. Doesn't matter. Just take the step. You have to start somewhere. And as you get that momentum going, as you get that self-efficacy going, you'll just continue to improve one step after another. I love it. That's so great. Well, Ariane, thank you so much for being a guest on Veggie Doctor Radio today. I can tell that you are touching so many lives in such a positive way. And I'm so grateful for you and what you do for all those families out there.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting you. Inviting me. I am loving all the information that you also give to all our families. It's so valuable. And I love to find people that we're kind of in the same channel and we are in the same page. And I think that working together, it also even, you know, it richer for everyone.
Absolutely. Yes. We have to continue to collaborate and help one another and learn together. So Thank you, Ariane. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you so much again.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to having you back again next week. A very special thank you to the band Rocket Surgeons for permission to use the broccoli song. To find out more about the Rocket Surgeons, please visit their website at rocketsurgeonsband.com or Facebook at Rocket Surgeons Music. Please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Also, all of my social media links can be found in the podcast description. Send me a message and let me know what you think of today's podcast. Sharing is caring. Please share, rate, and review my podcast. And drop me a line if you have ideas for future episodes. Thank you once again and have a plantastic day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.